The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Have the changes in the banking industry affected you? With the looming possibility that your local bank branch might disappear and more web, mobile, and social technologies, what will the changes mean for you and your business? Welcome to Breaking Banks with your host, Brett King. The possibility that banking is no longer a place you go, but just something that you do, has become very real. Now, here is Brett King.
Welcome back to Breaking Banks. This week, as is our normal practice, we like to focus on some different regions and some of the unique challenges and opportunities that are emerging around the world in respect to sort of the digital play, disruptive banking technologies, and different market approaches in different places. And this week, I've invited a couple of friends from the Middle East region to participate, specifically from the United Arab Emirates. And this is a really interesting market, not the least because this has extraordinary mobile penetration, with one of the highest mobile penetrations in the world, which is actually above 200% mobile penetration. So how does that work? Well, that's because a lot of people carry two phones or even three phones there. So this is an interesting environment with which to have an emerging focus on digital. So, it is my pleasure to introduce from Emirates MBD, the leader of the retail business. And in fact, Suva, what's your official title these days?
I'm general manager for the retail banking and wealth management business.
Fantastic. And you're based, Emirates MBD is headquartered in United Arab Emirates. You're listed on the exchange in Dubai?
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
So tell me a little bit about, what's been happening in respect to your efforts as a team around digital, and specifically some of the things you've done on mobile recently, which I think are very exciting.
Like you mentioned, Brett, UAE has not just the world's highest mobile penetration, it also has the world's highest smartphone penetration. The first quarter results for 2013 shows that UAE at 74% is higher than South Korea, Saudi Arabia, and Singapore. So really, we are in a very connected place, and it is imperative on banks and every other organization to try and cater to what customers want. I mean, incidentally, the Prime Minister of the country, just about a few months back, announced a drive to make Dubai a smart city, and the smartest city in the world in terms of connectivity. So every organization, government, public, private, is under pressure to really move ahead with digital. So for a change, the pressure is not just coming from corporates, it's also coming from the government. And this actually goes across every single government department to follow the suit. Now, in terms of what we've been doing, one of the challenges unique to the Middle East, especially Dubai, is that there are 190 nationalities in the country that we serve. And in our bank alone, we have 68 nationalities at last count who are serving 190 nationalities, right? And serving from construction workers to billionaires, every strata of society. So to make a service level which is consistent and adapted to every single culture is one of our biggest challenges. What digital does is takes away the subjectivity of that service quality and puts it on one platform which can be consistently delivered across every single device or touch point. Therefore, mobile for us and digital for us is absolutely key to be able to move ahead on the service that we want to provide customers. So a lot of work now, that we've done. Yeah, carry on.
Yeah. No. I mean, traditionally speaking, I think many of the listeners are aware, I spent 4.5 years in Dubai during the boom time from 2005 through to 2009, and at that time, the local bank struggled, particularly with a really professional, great user experience on the front end in terms of internet banking. So, it wasn't even really a fast follower approach. It was sort of one of the problems is it's a reasonably small market, and the investment is a challenge. But are you telling me now that there's been a significant shift in philosophy or psychology around digital?
Absolutely. If you come back right now, 5 years fast forward, you'll see a very different UAE in terms of digital. And as I said before, it's not just the banking sector, but every single sector which is shaping up digital. Just on our own mobile banking application, today we have over 100 different functionalities on mobile banking. And we're seeing adoption, very rapid adoption. This will be one statistical touch point in the last 1 year alone. We have seen a 1% drop in customers who use branches, actual customer numbers, but a 29% increase in customers who use digital. Transactions on digital channels, whether it's mobile or internet, have gone up 55%. Transactions on branch channels have gone up 9%. So clearly, our efforts are bearing fruit in terms of customer behavior.
Well, a close to 30% increase in digital use in a year is phenomenal. So that's incredible. In terms of the smartphone as a platform, is it such that right now, because smartphone penetration is so high, that there is a consumer expectation for banks, leading banks like Emirates NBD, that they will just support this channel?
Absolutely. We will fall behind if we don't. So it's our imperative to do it, and it has to be an experience which users like. So we spend a lot of effort, money, and time in perfecting what the experience is. And mind you, we did not have a mobile banking platform 2 years back. So our platform is just 2 years old, and we are fortunate that we rated number one among all financial applications in the country for the last 20 months. But just in terms of the customer experience, we've done a lot of work to try and do customer focus groups, understand how customers look at a phone, how they turn the phone, and different devices, right? I mean, there are new devices every day. So the challenge is, how do you optimize your mobile banking experience for every single device, whether it's an iPhone or a BlackBerry or an Android or whatever. So for example, we just launched a new graphical view by rotating the device. So you turn turn the phone around, your numbers become a graphical view.
Okay.
And this country, as you know, is 90% expatriate. So remittances of money is a huge requirement by customers here. So one thing that mobile platforms have to allow is instant remittance out of the phone to any country. So you can actually send money to 200 countries worldwide with the click of a button on our mobile device. That is something that goes with customers. Yeah, they really like that.
Yeah, I would say that's probably a world-leading feature because, if you look at markets like the U.S. or even Singapore and Hong Kong, that sort of ability to send or transfer money OS is not that common. So that's a unique thing that's come out of the demand in the UAE market.
Yes, and we had to partner. I mean, we have partnered with Western Union because they have, of course, the worldwide network that you would want to rely on. So you can actually transfer money to any Western Union point anywhere in the world, and there are millions of them, just by clicking a button on your mobile phone. And it's pre-set, the beneficiaries, so there's security has been taken care of. You get your money transfer number immediately, and you can just SMS it to your beneficiary. So it's as simple as that. So all of these additional features are actually allowing customers to migrate from traditional channels to the mobile channel.
Now, one feature that I really loved that you guys have recently launched is this Shake to Save, which is, I think, a really unique use of the smartphone platform based on the way someone would use it or the capability from a gesture perspective, the accelerometer, a really, really unique play. So tell us a little bit about that feature you've launched recently.
You know, I just started with a discussion with my team about 6 months back about how do we gamify the experience of mobile banking and how do you get the youngsters to use a mobile phone more often for doing banking. So we thought of Shake and Save. The product is called Shake and Save, which is an impulse savings product. You know, Dubai is about shopping, and there's a lot of impulse shopping and impulse spending that goes on here. We said, how do you convert that to impulse savings? So really what it does is if customers just open an account on the mobile phone, it's a mobile-only product. And once you set this account up, it's a high interest-bearing savings account. So locally, most savings accounts pay 0.25 or 0.5. This one pays 2% on every dirham you save on this. Idea is to transfer money from your normal current account, a normal savings account, every time to your Shake and Save account. How do you do it? Just shake your phone. So whatever device you have, a BlackBerry or iPhone, you keep shaking it. The amount you save keeps moving on the phone till you achieve the desired amount, and you can choose the range you want. So from 50 dirhams, 2,000 dirhams, every shake you want to make. So you choose, and it stops at, let's say, 450 dirhams. You say yes, and that amount moves to your Shake and Save account. You can do it as many times a day you want, but there's a limit to how much you can save in that account, because, of course, we are paying out of pocket to encourage you to save. It's just a way to add some fun to mobile banking. And last time we checked, we're the only bank in the world which has a product like this.
This is fantastic. It's a great use of the mobile platform. So I know it's early days because you've only just launched it, but what's been the market acceptance of this?
Very, very good. Actually, opening thousands of accounts a week. And the first 3 weeks after launch, Shake and Save accounts are 15% of accounts we opened by digital in 1 year. So we're seeing a lot of traction in this, yeah?
So this is really an interesting opportunity because you've shown that you can provide some unique engagement and unique onboarding or customer acquisition through the mobile. Are you guys looking at this as a revenue platform in the near term for Emirates NBD?
You mean the mobile platform itself or just this product?
No, that product or other products, but based on the fact that you've now got this interesting engagement, do you think this is an opportunity to have some, unique revenue opportunities as well?
Yeah, sure, in the future. Though I must add that this product by itself wasn't set up as a revenue opportunity. As I said, we are paying higher than market on the savings account product. The idea really was to get customers to migrate to the mobile channel. We believe this product is a hook to get customers on the mobile channel. And once they are on it, they'll start using all the other 99 features we have on it and migrate out and give us a lower cost platform really from the brand channel. But eventually what we are moving towards is actually moving from transactions to sales on both internet banking and the mobile banking channels. We've seen a lot of traction on that. And just to share with you, Brett, in the last 1 year, and only in the last 1 year, we are seeing about 20% of our new deposits are coming through the digital channel. We are seeing traction on new lending business coming only from the digital channel. So now we're starting to make money as well on a lower cost channel. So eventually, it'll help us drive costs down and drive new revenue, which wouldn't come to us otherwise, with customers who are busy or don't want to drive to a branch.
Sure. Now, this is quite a shift in culture because from the psychology, at least with bankers for a long time in the UAE, was that branch represented a premium channel or the preferred channel because of the service culture, very strong intent towards, strong service, hospitality and those things. Are you seeing a organizational shift with these wins around mobile and so forth where the organization's starting to realize that it is, that Emirates NBD has become a real omni-channel or multi-channel organization?
Yes, it's happening. It's happening slowly because, like you said, in the world of Arabia and the Middle East, hospitality is still a big thing. So for many of the traditional customers, they still would like to come into the branch, have a cup of coffee with the branch manager, and just sit around chit-chatting. The problem is you can't chit-chat on a digital channel. So if you are just business-orientated, which is what most of our younger customers are, or the more digitally native customers are, they are using it much more than the older 50-plus customers who would rather walk in, see the branch manager by face, and have a conversation. Now, talking of conversations, one thing that we've done for the migration to become easier is we recently launched the first bank in the Middle East and Africa, something called the Interactive Teller Machine, the ITM. And that's been a big success because we were kind of skeptical about whether customers would want to use an ATM machine which talks to them. We just got one machine going in Dubai Mall, which is the biggest mall in the world, and we are now doing about 150 transactions a day. Purely customers who walk in and use a remote teller to do pretty much 90% of what they can do with a physical teller. And that is, again, a big shift for customers. Mm-hmm. Once this succeeds, we want to roll out ITMs across our network to try and migrate customers 24/7 into something which is not just high tech, but also high touch. They can actually see somebody, talk to somebody, and do transactions digitally.
Amazing. So tell me about the organizational, just before we go to the break, tell me about the organizational changes that you've had to make to support this growth in digital. Because it sounds like you're personally involved as the head of retail.
Yes. This is one of my, not just my key passion, obviously one of my key priorities for the next 2 or 3 years. So I'm personally involved. I have a head of multi-channel banking. Mind you, we don't call it alternative distribution anymore, thanks to your book. We call it multi-channel banking, and that's a direct report to me, a senior person who's a direct report to me. And we run a project called Project 360, primarily multifunctional with IT, with branches, everybody involved in it, to try and migrate customers gradually and slowly, not forcing them, but tempting them and showing them the path, if you like, to move to digital channels. So right from the CEO, the entire Exco is behind it. We are now putting a lot of IT spend. In fact, this year, 2014, our biggest IT spend is on digital. Our advertising spend now, Brett, we only spent 10% 2 years back on digital channels. This year, I will spend 40% of my advertising budget on digital.
Wow.
Social media and digital. Yeah, so that's a big shift for the organization.
It is.
Yeah, so we are seeing results, and we're seeing far more targeted results from any of these spends. So, the whole bank is behind it.
And is this occurring, not just in retail, in other areas of the bank as well, like in
yes.
Wealth management?
Wealth management, yes. Wealth management is definitely an area which can be digitized through use of tablets. So we've just launched an application for wealth management where the relationship managers carry a tablet to customers and take them through what is called a wealth optimizer product. And once the customer signs on the iPad, he gets a full portfolio report emailed to him directly. And the entire conversation is so much easier, sitting in a hotel, in an office, just take him through his choices and then help him make the decisions. So instead of paper, we're using iPads now. It's a pilot with about 40 relationship managers. Once it succeeds, we'll roll it out across the entire network. And that, I believe, will be a big shift for wealth management as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's great. Listen, Suvo, what I'd like to do at this point is I'd like to have a quick break, and then after the break, we're going to talk to David Norton from Mushrack. But then I'd like the both of you to come back at the end, and let's do a little bit of visioning of where this is going to take us in 5 to 10 years' time. Because it seems like there's this explosion of digital activity in the MENA region right now, based on the smartphone, which is really interesting. Can you stick around?
Absolutely.
Great. So you're with Brett King. We've just been speaking to Suva Sarkar, who leads the retail and wealth management efforts at Emirates NBD, one of the largest banks in the Middle East region. And we'll be back right after this break.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Attend Payments 2014 to meet the forward-thinking leaders and disruptors who are transforming how we pay and get paid. Get a glimpse into the next wave of payments innovations and challenges through fast-paced interactive demonstrations, educational sessions, and a buzzing exhibit hall. Register now at payments.nacha.org. Payments 2014 is presented by NACHA, the Electronic Payments Association, the recognized leader in payment system education, the Payments Conference. Transform imagination into strategic innovation. Register today at payments.nacha.org.
Your bank's customers expect comprehensive, convenient, and consistent service when and where they need it. A mobile app is a great start, but with so many devices and operating systems out there, it can be hard to keep up with demand. That's why today's leading banks count on the Kony Multichannel Experience Cloud. With Kony, you can design, develop, and manage multi-channel apps from one integrated platform. Build an app once, and with one click, you can deploy it securely across all digital channels, phones, tablets, desktop, and more. That means more efficient for you and a better experience for your customers. Want to get to market fast? Explore Kony's range of ready-to-run apps, including retail, commercial, and private banking. With features like person-to-person transfers, targeted campaigns, built-in integrations, and cutting-edge compliance, Kony apps provide the framework and flexibility you need to rise above the competition. Go beyond first-generation mobile banking. Visit kony.com/BK to launch your multi-channel strategy. That's kony.com/BK.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/World Talk Radio.
You are listening to Breaking Banks, featuring your host, Brett King. To reach the show today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to breakingbanksradio@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Breaking Banks. I'm your host, Brett King. We are talking mobile and digital disruption in the Middle East region right now. According to the previous segment where we had Suvo Sarkar from Emirates MBD, there's plenty of really interesting stuff happening in the region. So it's great to see some different flavors of disruption in different markets. At this point in time, we would like to invite David Norton onto the show. David, welcome back, or welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brett. It's good to be here.
What's your official title?
It's Chief Transformation Officer.
Chief Transformation Officer. What does that involve exactly?
it's a common question I get asked, to be honest. I guess to explain it is really to look at the way that banking is changing. So my role is to envision how the banking model is changing and how Matrix itself will have to evolve and change to keep up with digital disruption and innovation. So I spend most of my day proposing changes to the way that the bank does things so that we can keep up to date with technology and all of the innovation that's happening.
So David, in respect to Mashreq, tell us a little bit about Mashreq and its position in the market.
Mashreq is the largest privately owned bank in the Middle East. It's the second oldest bank in the region. It was formed in 1967 under the Bank of Oman. It changed its name to Mashreq some years back. And we're really one of the banks who have always prided ourselves on being innovative and trying to take a leadership position in the UAE market. So it is somewhat of a culture, an innovation culture that's built into our DNA. We were the first bank in the region to introduce the ATM, the credit card, the debit card, the checkbook. So when it comes to innovation, Mashreq is one of those banks which is always willing to be bold and try new things.
And tell me about your commitment to digital. As this digital transformation is sort of taking place, how has that changed the view of digital's role in terms of engagement of customers, and how has that changed the organization? Obviously, your role is specifically built around that, but in terms of the DNA of the business, the metrics, the org chart, how has this had an effect, or how has the organization been transformed?
Well, it's been a grassroots transformation, to be honest. We've got a new management structure, which has been in charge of the retail banking for just over 3 years now. And importantly, that management has come from the likes of PayPal. So when it comes to understanding the impact that digital has on the business, it's already there, and we have the support to do things differently. So that means when you look at the organization structure, it really is something that's been put in place to focus on innovation and digital. We no longer have an alternate channel. We have electronic banking. So we, in everything that we do, really, we're embracing the whole digital transformation. And, you know, it's something that we focus on daily. So if you look over the last 12 months at some of the things that Matrix has launched onto the market, it's, you know, 90% focused on digital and using social media and smartphones to offer new services and new products to our customers. So, yeah, essentially, it's a key driver for us. We have a number of KPIs and KPAs which we monitor weekly or monthly to see how we're doing on migration of customers from, you know, traditional channels to some of our digital channels. We even look at the level of revenue that the digital channel is bringing as opposed to some of the more traditional ways that we used to, you know, generate business. So it's embedded in everything that we do now, and it's a key ingredient for us going forward.
How has this changed your role in the business? Where did you start in the business prior to your role in terms of transformation?
So I started actually in the technology department. So I joined Matrix just over 7 years ago in the technology department, focusing on, you know, a number of different areas, information security and infrastructure. For a time, I was running the technology department, but it felt like a natural evolution of the role, so that technology and the business sort of marry together and drive new innovation. It's probably, you know, one of the areas that banks traditionally have struggled with, you know, the gap between what the business wants and what the technology department is able to deliver. So I think over time you will see more roles like mine coming up in the banks, where you have people who have a good understanding of the technology and how it works, but at the same time can see how to apply it to the business in order to drive innovation and put the two together.
And do you think there, looking at the UAE market based on your experience, because you also worked in other markets overseas, is there a unique flavor to the UAE market in terms of consumer behavior? We heard Suvo talk about the incredible smartphone adoption there, but are there any other unusual characteristics of the digital consumer in the UAE that that you've observed?
Yeah, well, I mean, you definitely see in this part of the world a fondness for gadgets, whether that be smartphones or smartwatches or tablets. There tends to be a culture of wanting to be involved with the latest technologies. So that would explain to some extent why we have that 200% plus penetration of smartphones. The BlackBerry has shown phenomenal success in this part of the world, but it hasn't stopped people from also carrying an iPhone and an Android device as well. So there's definitely a tendency for people in this part of the world to have and use a lot of the digital technology. But at the same time, I think it's something that Suva had alluded to. There is still a very strong and loyal culture towards the branch in this part of the world and the service. People like to visit physical places. And you see that not only in the banking sector, but you see it in the sort of brick-and-mortar retail shopping experience in Dubai.
Yes.
It's probably one of the few places where you see bookshops still thriving and flourishing, despite the fact that in other parts of the world, you know, it's one of the most disrupted areas that we see due to, you know, Amazon and things like that. So it's definitely a place where you get two sides to the culture. You get an embracing of the digital, but there's still people who want to hold on to that branch and the physical locality of where they do their banking.
Yeah, I mean, I observe the mall culture there, especially during the summer. The malls are about the only place you can hang out at where the temperature is reasonable.
So, absolutely. I mean, malls have taken on a whole new meaning in this part of the world. They're not a place that you go to simply to do your shopping, but, you go there for entertainment, you go there to walk around, meet friends, have a coffee, and increasingly do your banking. So it's a big trend nowadays to put your branch in a mall where you know there's going to be a large footprint. You look at Dubai Mall, for instance, that had something in the region of 40 to 50 million visitors in the last 12 months. So having your presence of your branch felt in a location like that, is increasingly important. Mm. Which is why we've also embarked on a new project, which we launched probably 6 or 7 months ago, to transform some of our branches to digital branches. So we launched something we called the E-Cube concept, and that's really a convergence of the digital and the physical in our stores. So customers are now able to walk into branches and not only do the same things that they've always been able to do in the past, but now they have access to a lot of digital technology, either to become better informed about some of our products and services, but also so that they can use some of the tools that we've developed to do financial simulations, whether it be looking at your appetite, your risk appetite and investments, or doing some mortgage calculation simulations. We're seeing that there is definitely a space for doing digital inside the branch.
Now, in terms of the digital play in respect to smartphones particularly, have you found certain activities that lend themselves better to mobile in terms of both revenue and, ongoing day-to-day engagement that's worked particularly well for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the region was a little slower than the rest of the world in the uptake of mobile banking. We probably implemented our first mobile banking solution just over 5 years ago, but it did take some time for user adoption rates to get to the levels that they are now. But if you look over the last 12 months, we've seen staggering numbers of adoption. I think our mobile banking active users is up around 290% in the last 12 months.
Wow.
We're still seeing a huge growth in the online banking side of things as well. So it's become a prime focus area for us. We've developed a number of apps, largely to cater towards our existing customers, where we give them access to our loyalty program so they can see sort of GPS location-based discounts. And we've also created an app for our Flavors program, which is our dining program, so customers are able to pull out their phone and get an idea of a restaurant that they can go to in their vicinity, where as a Mashreq customer you're eligible for discounts. So we're definitely seeing more and more usage of the smartphone in terms of engagement with the customer. Equally, I think from the payment side of things, there's an initiative underway through the UAE Banking Federation to introduce a mobile wallet, and that initiative is going to be supported by a number of the big banks in the region. So you're seeing the leading banks in the region starting to cooperate and collaborate in the interests of mobile payment adoption, and it's probably one of the key reasons why the UAE has this reputation of making things like technology be so rapid in terms of adoption.
And will that the mobile wallet, will that be based on a NFC or Bluetooth Play host card emulation? Have you got a gut feel on that at this point?
Well, I mean, it's early days in the initiation of the project. We do there is a consultant who is advising, but it's likely to be an NFC based solution. Because that tends to be, you know, the way that mobile payments are moving. I say that, but in the back of my mind is something that says to me that can change every other day these days. But you know, it's likely to be an NFC based solution.
Yeah, I mean, the POS infrastructure is catching up in the UAE in respect to that. I think probably UAE's contactless POS penetration is probably higher on a percentage term than the US.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a little bit of a smaller market, so it becomes a little easier to have the POS infrastructure network deployed NFC ready.
What about P2P? That's been very hot in markets like the UK and elsewhere. Is that starting to emerge? Peer-to-peer payments.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we have plans to launch a peer-to-peer payment solution in the near future, and that will be something where we'll be leveraging the social media aspects of things. So being able to use your Facebook contacts or your Twitter contacts to send money through the mobile is definitely, a key functionality that we see in mobile banking.
Because social media adoption is also very high in the UAE, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It goes back to the culture in the organization in the country. People like to be involved with Twitter. Even the leaders in the UAE tend to be fairly active with Twitter. So it's a very it's a nice way in which the leadership within the UAE has found a way of engaging with the people of the UAE. So there is a natural embrace of social media, and adoption rates are going through the roof. But yeah, I think it's an area, you know, mobile and payments and social media is definitely
definitely on the radar.
In full force now.
Great. So listen, David, let's just take a quick break and then we'll invite Suvo back into the conversation and talk about where this is all going. You can stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. So we've been talking to David Horton. David is the Chief Transformation Officer. Did I get that right?
Yep, that's it.
Of Mashreq Bank based in the United Arab Emirates. We'll be right back after this short break.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Attend Payments 2014 to meet the forward-thinking leaders and disruptors who are transforming how we pay and get paid. Get a glimpse into the next wave of payments innovations and challenges through fast-paced interactive demonstrations, educational sessions, and a buzzing exhibit hall. Register now at payments.nacha.org. Payments 2014 is presented by NACHA, the Electronic Payments Association, the recognized leader in payment system education, the Payments Conference. Transform imagination into strategic innovation. Register today at payments.nacha.org.
Your bank's customers expect comprehensive, convenient, and consistent service when and where they need it. A mobile app is a great start, but with so many devices and operating systems out there, it can be hard to keep up with demand. That's why today's leading banks count on the Kony Multichannel Experience Cloud. With Kony, you can design, develop, and manage multi-channel apps from one integrated platform, Build an app once, and with one click, you can deploy it securely across all digital channels, phones, tablets, desktop, and more. That means more efficiency for you and a better experience for your customers. Want to get to market fast? Explore Kony's range of ready-to-run apps, including retail, commercial, and private banking, with features like person-to-person transfers, targeted campaigns, built-in integrations, and cutting-edge compliance. Kony apps provide the framework and flexibility you need to rise above the competition. Go beyond first-generation mobile banking. Visit kony.com/BK to launch your multi-channel strategy. That's KONY.com/BK.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/World Talk Radio.
You are listening to Breaking Banks, featuring your host, Brett King. To reach the show today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to breakingbanksradio@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Breaking Banks. So before the break, we were talking to David Horton. David heads up transformation at Mashreq. And in the first segment, we had Suvo Sakao, heads up retail for Emirates NBD, one of the largest banks in the region. So I've invited them both to stick around and talk. As you guys know, at this part of the show, I like to get into what will happen next. You know, what are we looking at 5 to 10 years out? What are the opportunities? And the unique opportunity, I think, here is you've got a market which is quite small, has shown its ability to catch up very quickly and move very fast, and you've got incredible adoption of technology taking place right now. So here's my question, and maybe Suvo, we'll start with you. Could the Middle East end up being a global leader in respect to deployment of the mobile experience globally when it comes to banking?
Absolutely. I think that is the direction that the leadership of the country wants to take UAE forward with. And we are seeing that, as I said before, across all sectors. And given the fact that the smartphone penetration is so high, given the fact that 50% of the country are already on Facebook, and I don't know if you know the statistic, YouTube is one of the most popular social media channels in the MENA region. There are 260 million videos watched every single day. So I think this is absolutely ripe for leading the rest of the world in mobile, in payments, as well as in use of social media. Just one example in terms of adoption, we just had our 50th anniversary of the bank, the oldest bank in the country, and we did a crowdsourcing of the 50th anniversary logo. We were swamped with submissions.
Wow.
And we had the logo actually done by one of our customers. Well, actually, you know, one of 55,000 entries we selected as the logo for the bank. Now, this was an experiment, and we were very, very pleased with the results.
That's
the point
awesome.
I'm trying to make, I don't think there are too many organizations anywhere else in the world who crowdsource a logo. And in this market, which is, as I said, very cosmopolitan and extremely diverse, we are seeing a lot of participation by customers. So, and with the use of video, which I think is a future where, you know, where the people will move from pure text-based social media to video-based social media, the Arabic world is far more attuned to video than to text. So one of the things that we have tried, and we haven't talked about social media so far, Brett, is self-service banking through video. So what we have done now is we have a collection of 35 how-to videos on banking that are on our YouTube channel. The Emirates NBD YouTube channel has 35 videos. We add about 8 or 10 a month. It's, again, a new thing that we're trying. So you, how do you activate an ATM card? How do you prepare a mortgage? How do you settle a loan? All of this is explained in 2 or 3 minute videos online. And if a customer calls up the call center and says, can I ask you the help? I said, yes, sir. This is what you do. And by the way, I'm just sending your smartphone a link for this video that will tell you exactly how to do it. Now, this is something we are seeing huge amount of customer adoption on. So the point I'm making is I think we are absolutely right to lead the rest of the region definitely and possibly the rest of the world in terms of taking social media forward.
That, you know, I'm very bullish on video, as you know, Suvo, because, you know, one of the particular trends we're seeing with the millennials, the digital natives, is they're very focused. They get their brand affinity is wrapped up in visual, you know, things. So they need to see it on YouTube. They get their recommendation from friends on social media. They're sharing photos and video like never before. In fact, you know, the smartphone, in terms of the use of it as a video platform, we really didn't anticipate it would be so strongly focused towards video, which has produced some incredible results, such as recently the acquisition of WhatsApp, which is, again, a social network that allows sharing of pictures and video. So I think you're right. I think that's a really interesting development. David, what are your thoughts? Looking sort of 5 to 10 years out, you know, what do you think it's going to look like in the Middle East in terms of use of these technologies?
Yeah, I tend to agree with the comments of Suvo. I mean, you know, it's part of the way of life in Dubai to want to be a leader. If you look at what they've achieved over the last, you know, 10 to 15 years, there's that spirit of leadership in everything that they do here. I think if you look at you know, the success that Singapore has had in implementing new technologies and innovation in the banking sector, it's a model that can relate a lot to the people in the UAE. So I certainly see, you know, a lot of creativity and innovation coming out of this part of the world over the next 5 years. I think, you know, there's some advantages in the UAE, given that it's a relatively newly built city. It has probably amongst the best in the world infrastructure in terms of 3G and 4G and digital network running through the city. So that's something that, you know, can drive innovation. It's the backbone for communications. So certainly, I see things like you know, the call center in banks evolving to something somewhat of a remote advice center, where you know, banks will certainly be able to engage with customers through video chat or through social media channels. We're seeing ourselves the huge uptake that you get in engagement when you add video content to your brand. So typical examples are, you know, launching product information on YouTube channels. We've made a lot of the digital screens that we've put into some of these branches now, so that when a customer wants to, you know, find out about a product or a service that we offer, rather than the traditional way of, you know, giving them, you know, paragraph upon paragraph of text to read, much better to show them a video which details the benefits and maybe a couple of you know, customers who can give impartial opinions on why they like that product. And then more recently, in the last few weeks, Mashreq launched its version of the, you know, Amazon Mayday button. Yes. We did this for our priority customers on online banking. So there's a you know, an Insta chat button you can click, which initiates a video chat call with our call center now. We're seeing this being, you know, a very popular way of you know, engaging with the bank, which is only going to increase. So it's a case of, you know, building our own resourcing and infrastructure now to handle that new way of dealing with customers. But, you know, that, and in addition to the initiatives we see from the government in terms of using the Emirates ID card, that's growing in terms of the ability to do other things on the card. Yeah, we're integrating with the eGate card through customs. I certainly see, you know, all of these technologies showing the way forward in terms of how the UAE does banking.
Gentlemen, I have to say I'm really impressed by the leaps and bounds your organizations have made. You know, we like to think in the US that we're one of the most advanced economies with Silicon Valley powering this, but you guys are really right up there with this in terms of the use of some of these technologies. It's fantastic. Let me ask you, Suvo, just sort of as we come near to the conclusion of the show, I'm mindful of the fact that millennials are exhibiting they're a strong driver for this behavior, particularly the use of YouTube and so forth. And you have quite a young population in the UAE and in the Gulf region generally. Is this also, do you think this is going to become a strong driver for revenue or aligned with revenue in the future that video and mobile are just part of their ways of life? Are you guys looking at this as sort of a defensive position for the millennials as well?
For sure. Absolutely. I think the millennials are more interested in getting things done rather than building long-term relationships. And they tend to be more transactional. And digital is the perfect way to conduct your transactions in the most efficient and more effective manner. I think more and more we put products out there in the digital space and not just transactions. We will see the millennials using these channels to try and get their transactions done. David mentioned one thing which I just want to allude to is this, UAE is unique in the sense of the public sector and private sector partnership. And the Emirates ID card is a very good example issued to every single individual who lives in this country. There is all the data about you. So, this opens up the gate at the airport. You don't need to show your passport while you're exiting or entering the airport. We are now trying to integrate that to banking. So you bring the card in, you want to change your address, you want to open an account. We scan the card and every data about you is automatically uploaded to the bank's frontline system, the base system. So there's so much of work that we can do with the government in trying to make customers' life easier. The millennials will want to have all of this in their hand. Any bank that does not adopt will die or will definitely step behind. So I think the challenge for us is to actually move from being transaction support for digital channels to revenue generation for digital channels. I think that's the next move for all banks the next 5 years.
And what about tablet, David? What role is tablet playing in this? And other devices like smartwatches?
I mentioned it earlier, tablets are becoming more and more common everywhere you look these days, not only in the homes, but in the business and in the workplace. Relationship managers now are taking the bank to their customers. So, there's no better medium than a tablet to go along with them and enable them to, service the customer better. I think the jury is still out as to which tablet, will be the dominant one. It moves in peaks and troughs from, iPad to Android. Even Windows is making little inroads in the UAE. But, I think it's not uncommon nowadays for most people to have one or two smartphones, a tablet, a PC, and probably a couple of other connected devices in the UAE. Mm. So it definitely will factor, in new services and products that banks will offer. You look at the way sort of responsive web design now is being the de facto, so that experiences are consistent whether customers are looking at it on their tablet or whether they're looking at it on their smartphone.
And the lies between a web page and an app. Sort of starting to blur as well, right?
Yeah.
So listen, guys, just in the last 2 minutes we've got before we have to close out the show, let's give each of you seconds to talk about what you've got planned for the next 12 months. So, Suvo, you go first.
Yeah, okay, so just a few things. One is, of course, we are testing out what I mentioned before, the interactive telemachines. If these work, we roll this out as an effective medium to combine high-tech and high-touch across our network. So that's something we're testing out right now. I mentioned social media. We are trying to use YouTube much more aggressively to try and reach out to customers, not just on products, but also on how to for banking. I think we owe it to the community to tell them how to get the best out of banking. The other thing we're doing is using Twitter for customer service. And in the next 12 months, we will try and optimize the channel to be able to connect to customers 24/7. Right. Yeah, on Twitter. So social media is going to be playing a big part.
A strong theme. Okay, very fantastic, Siva. And David, quickly, just 30 seconds.
We're going to introduce a lot more availability through our video chat functionality. We're planning to do a major enhancement of our mobile banking, so you will see things like peer-to-peer payments and PFM coming up. We're launching new self-service model branches, and probably the most significant is we have a product called Max, Mashreq Max, which is a tablet that we give to customers, which is preloaded with all of our applications.
Fantastic.
So there's some pretty exciting stuff coming from that.
Great. So David Horton, Chief Transformation Officer of Mashreq, and Suvo Sarkar, the Head of Retail and Wealth Management for Emirates NBD. Thank you both for an extraordinary show. It's been fantastic and well done. You guys are really leading the charge, and I think you've accomplished some wonderful things. Thanks for joining the show this week.
Thanks,
Brad. Thank you very much. Great talking to you.
That wraps up Breaking Banks for this week. I hope you can join us next week as we continue the disruption. Thanks again.
You've been listening to Breaking Banks with host Brett King. Please be sure to join us again next Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. We'll explore more changes and challenges next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.